This is the retail sample of Timothy Willink's Real Estate Investing, House Flipping. Enjoy. The first serious step of your house flipping journey will be purchasing a house. But before that, you must do a bit of shopping around. Your best shot is choosing to buy a house that mainly requires beautification and not a complete reinstallation of the mechanical parts, such as dishwashers, garbage disposals, air conditioning units, stoves, ovens, etc. Those are purchases that are heavy and they will add up fast. Not to mention the shopping and physical labor required to find, install, or fix the machines are too much of a hassle for a simple house flip. House flipping is not meant to be an act of God. It is meant to be as quick and as painless as you can make it. Go inside the house and make a list of every mechanical component you see. Then check each one individually and record the results. Keeping a log of your house's problems will easily allow you to compare one house to the next when you are at a home, trying to decide which one you would like to buy. You may be surprised to find that something that is often overlooked, like a wall outlet, does not work. Do you want to try to sell a house by telling potential buyers that the electricity is not completely sound? Or are you willing to pay some $1,000 to have an electrician fix just a couple of room's outlets? You may be willing, but on the other hand, you may have the option to buy a different house that has working outlets and electrical systems. Problems are all right, but you need to aim to find the house that mainly has problems you can fix yourself. Make sure to avoid problems like a roof that needs to be replaced, faulty plumbing, bad foundation, or outdated electrical systems. Always keep in mind that you do not need to make a large investment to see a big difference in your house. Small things like a new kitchen counter and a new paint color in the living room can create a totally new house. Look actively for those small investment opportunities. They are money back into your pocket. Here is a list of small things you can do to transform your project house into a vision of art without spending the big bucks. You can refinish the hardwood floors. You can repaint the rooms with fresh coats of paint in exciting, relaxing colors. You can make kitchen improvements like new countertops, a new faucet, replacing old tile, installing a rack for pots and pans, or repainting and refinishing cabinets. You could paint the outside of the house or plant some bushes and trees. Doing a bit of gardening outside can dramatically increase the comfort and home-like feeling of your project house. Extra points for that good first impression you make with potential buyers. The yard and front patio are going to be the first thing they walk past and see before even entering the home. Keep this space attractive. You can repaint porch railings or cheaply furnish the patio. You could add borders and wallpaper to your walls. You could remodel the lighting fixtures, perhaps changing old, dusty fans with modern light track fixtures or adding decorative lamps. You can add a chandelier or grand center light fixture. You could add shelves to closets or the living room. You could embellish the front door. This can be done by adding a fancy knocker, a new doorbell, or frame the door with millwork. You could add a coat rack. You can have the carpets professionally cleaned and order a stain removal service. You can replace the shower head. You can create an attractive outside path or walkway. You can update the thermostat for less than $200. You can choose to upgrade one small appliance in the house, such as the microwave or the bathroom sink. You can replace the old faucet knobs with new, prettier ones. All of these improvements are small and cost-effective, so do not think they are unimportant. You can make a lot of big changes with a little bit of money when you know how to stretch a dollar. To continue listening to this audiobook, simply click on the Buy Now with One Credit button. See you on the inside. Chapter 1. Ensuring Your House is Mechanically Successive. The first serious step of your house flipping journey will be purchasing a house. But before that, you must do a bit of shopping around. Your best